وعن عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم، وكان قائد كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه من بنيه حين أمي، قال سمعت كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه يحدث بحديثه حين تخلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك. Today we start the next hadith, which is a lengthy hadith and about the expedition of Tabuk. That is when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded all the Sahaba to go forth. And this was a nafir-e-aam, that is everyone, it was farz on everyone to go out on this expedition. And it wasn't called a jihad because the enemy did not come front to face the Muslims and no battle took place. But in a sense, this was one of the most difficult expeditions, a very long journey also and very difficult conditions. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who their crops were not, they weren't having good crops for a number of years, that year their crops came. It was a time to pick the crops. It was the hot summer season. It was a long journey that they had to go. And as we will read, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, normally whenever he went on an expedition of jihad, he would ask the conditions of a different direction. That what are the conditions there, so that the secret cannot be come out that in which direction is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going. But yeah, on this occasion he made it clear that where he is going, finding out the conditions of this, etc. So anyway, the narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Ka'ab ibn Malik, the incident happened with three Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who did not go, and then how the Tawbah was accepted. So Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of them, and his son Abdullah, he says that and he was a son of Hazrat Abdullah of Ka'ab ibn Malik, and he was his guide when he had become blind in his old age. The son used to take his hand and lead him for namaz wherever he wanted to go. قَالَ سَمِعْتُ كَعْبِ بْنِ مَالِكَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ يُحَدِّثُ بِحَدِيثِهِ. He says, I heard Hazrat Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu explaining his incident, his hadith, at the time when he was amongst the sincere Muslims and for some reason or the other did not go out with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stayed behind. It was farz for him to go also, but for some reason or the other he had stayed behind. When they returned, all the munafiqeen came and made excuses why they cannot go. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam readily accepted the excuses. But when these three Muslims came, genuine, sincere, he told them, Allah will decide your matter. So for them, it was difficult. So here also we learn that many times, if we haven't got a genuine reason, then we must fear that haven't we got some weakness in our iman, because of which we are just making a lie and getting away. A sincere person, he always speaks the truth, and then he has to pay he has to go through the consequences, but that is the right route, and a person comes out clear after that. So he says that when he had stayed behind, he explains his incident. قال كعب Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لم أتخلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة غزاها قط. I never ever stayed behind Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any of the ghazwa. A ghazwa is that jihad expedition in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took part. Otherwise he dispatched sahaba in different directions and in different times and occasions. But there were many times when he himself also went, and so he says that I never stayed behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any of the ghazwas. Illa fi ghazwati Tabuk, but besides this one occasion of the battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, I did not go. Ghayra anni qad takhallaftu fi ghazwati Badr, and also that I had stayed behind in the battle of Badr. There also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally went, and I had stayed behind that battle also, I did not take part. وَلَمْ يُعَاتَبْ أَحَدٌ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهُ, And nobody was reprimanded. There was no punishment for anyone who did not go in the battle of Badr. In that it was optional who wanted to go. But on the occasion of Tabuk, it was compulsory for every Muslim to go. Yes, a time will come when Imam Mahdi will come, and then also there will be Nafir-e Aam. Every Muslim, there come a time that everyone will have to go in jihad at that time also. So anyway, he says that this besides Badr, that I did not have to go, I did not go, but there it was not compulsory to go. إِنَّمَا خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ يُرِيدُونَ غَيْرَ قُرَيْشِ. And he explains the condition of the battle of Badr, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba went in the seeking the caravan of the Quraysh. That is, the Quraysh had sent a caravan of theirs, a business group of theirs, to Syria to go and buy goods. And this was returning, and it was laden with lot of goods of goodness. And they had passed through the territory of the Muslims, like we will say in our time, without a visa. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to seize this caravan. He did not go out with the intention of jihad, just to go and seize this caravan that was going past the Muslim land. حتى جمع الله تعالى بينهم وبين عدوهم على غير ميعاد. However, it happened that Allah Ta'ala made a jihad to finally take place. There is great detail about it, which is all in the hadith kitabs, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to go and take this caravan of the Quraysh. And they got news of it. Abu Sufyan was the leader of it, and he sent news, intelligence to Makkah, that there is fear that we are going to be waylaid, and so send your troops to protect us. They came from that side ready to fight. And yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got the news that now the Quraysh are also coming, and now they want to fight this the occasion. So he made mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We have come without any real weapons, hardly anything. And yeah, the Quraysh have come well prepared. We did not come out for jihad, we just went and captured this caravan. So what should we do now? They gave different views. Some said, we have not come prepared, how can we go for jihad? Others said that when we have come and they want to fight us, we are ready, whatever. And here on one, the one Sahabi gave such a talk that he said, O Nabi of Allah, if you command us to dive in the oceans, we will dive. If you command us to fall from the mountains, we will fall. We have pledged our hands to you and given our lives in your hands. Whatever you will tell us, we will do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very happy with that. And in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala explains that is what Allah wanted. And Allah wanted to show that it is not your arms and your preparation that gives you victory. It is by the will of Allah. You have come very ill equipped, only 313, and the enemy were over 1,000. You only 1/3. They came well prepared, and you are not prepared at all. And when this battle took place, Allah Ta'ala gave the Muslims a great victory on that occasion, on the battle of Badr. So he explains this, that how Allah Ta'ala had they got together and they fought on this occasion. And in front then we read that on another occasion, which is called Laylatul Aqaba, which we will discuss, that was also an honorable occasion for the Sahaba to be present there. Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there I was present for Laylatul Aqaba. What was Laylatul Aqaba, etc.? What was that occasion? Inshallah we will discuss that. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow deen in its entirety, inshallah.